Now, across the water from Seattle, you have a beautiful town called Bremerton with a lot of things going for it, lovely views and relatively affordable homes, and beginning next week, a fast ferry. One thing Bremerton doesn't have so much is a strong network of neighborhood groups. Seattle is famous for its strong neighborhood groups, the kind that speak up for their neighborhood's needs, and they can fight back against the coming gentrification. Well, Maria Vila would like to change that situation. She co-chairs a group called Neighborhoods Now in Bremerton. And Vila says part of the reason neighborhoods haven't organized before now is that Bremerton was depressed economically.
Bremerton has had a long history of huge boom times, but then, gosh, since the 60s, Bremerton has been in a semi-depressed, blighted, and poverty-stricken period. And it's been really hard. There's been, you know, a flee of businesses out of the city in the 70s, in the 80s. So it's just been decades of struggling to try to get back to those years when there was a strong economy and there was a little bit more money and a little bit more community, maybe, or
but what's the connection? Why do you go to community? Why would an economic decline hurt community in Bremerton?
So it's not that there's a lack of community. There's a lack of community organization, I guess.
Help me understand that.
So my experience with outreach to the Bremerton community was from when I worked primarily with the Bremerton Block Grant Program. And I don't know if this is helpful, but part of my job was to reach out to people and get feedback and get input. What is it that we can do with this money that the federal government is giving us that can help you? And I'd get a lot of input from agencies, but it was really hard to get people to step up and speak up and interact. So that's mostly where my experience comes from.
Are you saying that Bremerton has had it tough economically and that can make people feel dispossessed and left out and not wanting to participate?
Not that they don't want to, but yes, I believe that it can make people feel disempowered. Absolutely.
And when people feel disempowered, how does that play out within their neighborhoods?
There hasn't really been a neighborhood movement to relate this to, I guess.
Okay.
At this point. But I think the same thing has happened in Seattle. When you have neighborhood associations, you do get folks that feel empowered, generally middle class folks, and they are ready to let the world know what they feel and what they need. And a lot of people hang back, some because they're shy, but a lot of people because they don't feel like they're the ones that are being called upon. So I guess with Neighborhoods Now, we're calling upon everyone, really everyone. So I think we do have to make a very concerted effort to make this inclusive. We have to reach out very specifically to the groups that aren't coming forward. And it could be our minorities. It could be folks that speak a different language primarily in their households. And probably very low income community. We'll have to reach out to on purpose and make sure that those groups are brought in.
If people in Bremerton were more active in their neighborhoods, what would they be doing? Be specific.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really boils down to super simple things. We're talking about potlucks. I'm talking about going for a walk with your neighbor, creating those simple connections. It's not political. It's not activism. It's not organizing. It's none of those things that may put people off. It's like this super basic common denominator amongst people in a community is enjoying the people that live nearby. So right now we're trying to encourage folks to just have a potluck, have a neighborhood picnic in somebody's backyard, you know, invite the 20 houses all around you or your block or your cul-de-sac, and just have a super simple, cheap, and easy crappy dinner party.
I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah.
Relaxes everybody, and you're more likely to do it.
You're likely to do it if you don't have to plan it to pieces.
Yes.
Yeah. So just bringing people together. That's how it starts. And then from there, each neighborhood can figure out, well, who are we and where are we? What is our neighborhood? What do we value? Each neighborhood's going to be a little bit different. Some are going to be a little more quirky. Some are going to have more kids. Some are going to be older. They're all going to have different needs and interests, and they'll be able to really develop those on their own. The Bremerton Neighborhoods Now would then be the tool, kind of the umbrella organization, to help them where they need some support. A little bit of money, hopefully, in the future with matching grants. Technical support, you know, if there's something they want to do and they don't quite know how to do it, being that liaison maybe with the city, or, you know, we'll see where it goes. But that's kind of the role that we're seeing Neighborhoods Now would be in, and that to really encourage these neighborhood groups to form and provide the support where needed.
The mayor of Bremerton, Patty Lent, is advocating for Seattleites to move to Bremerton. What happens if Seattle transplants become part of Neighborhoods Now, your group, and they start getting traction from the city government for what they want and leave renters and other Bremertonians behind?
Well, I would hope that city government recognizes that people coming in have a great, also have great assets that they're bringing, and that the people coming into Bremerton understand that Bremerton is Bremerton, and it's a little gritty, and it's a super cool place, but it's not Seattle, and they should embrace it for what it is. And one of the things that myself and the community group, the neighbors that I've been meeting with, are interested in making sure that we are proactive and positive in making sure that we embrace change, but make it clear what change looks like to us, what we want to see our neighborhoods and community become, and not just become a place for real estate prospecting, because we're much more than cheap housing and pretty neighborhoods with opportunity and potential. We're a lot more than a good housing market for the region. We are neighborhoods, we're a community, we're a lot of other things. So
that neighborhood is organized, it's got group confidence, and it's not just going to get pushed around because nobody, right, there's not a voice.
Exactly. So I think right now Bremerton feels like it is the time for this kind of work with neighborhoods.
And that's because Bremerton is booming or about to boom, and there's going to be a lot of...
I think there's a sense that things are moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is time.
Marie Vila, Bremerton resident for 13 years now and co-founder of the Bremerton group Neighborhoods Now. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Bill.